Hello there.
Good morning.
Hi. Nice to hear from you.
How are you?
I'm very good. Did you go on the previous call?
No, I've actually, we got on late yesterday. We've been down on the Gold Coast. My brother was over from New Zealand visiting our other brother.
Oh, okay.
So we've just had a big family. Oh, my God, 10 screaming children.
ten screaming children. Oh, my.
It was a wonderful reunion. So, yeah, I missed the call. Was it a good one?
Well, we didn't have it, and so we were thinking about you. I know Tracy was going to call in because we were talking about, and this is relevant for everyone who's listening, by the way, we were talking about what are we going to do now, because here we are on our million-dollar teleseminar number 12, the final one, and when I heard from Tracy, she sent me an email that you and her were talking about making a forum. You remember that?
Yeah.
You know, some kind of a place where people who are, was it for advanced people in, that had done the advanced module?
Yeah, it was more for the people in the advanced module for us just to support each other and motivate each other towards our goals a little bit more.
Yeah. So then Tracy, you know, emailed me about that, and we talked about it, and we talked about you, and we thought that what we'd like to do, and this is George L. Preslian, by the way, from the milliondollarmindpower.com, and we're doing teleseminar number 12, the final teleseminar of our Have You Manifested a Million Dollars Yet program. And we're going to be doing some really, who knows what we're going to be doing today, but we're going to be wrapping it all up because this is the 12th and final one. And so the first thing that we're talking about, it doesn't surprise me, is what are we going to do next? What's going to be available for people who want to, as Victoria from Australia was just saying, and Tracy from Norway was you know, writing to me about, I guess she was writing to you also, right? That's where you got the idea?
Yeah, we were chatting a bit via email, and we were thinking, right, we should do something. Be good.
Yeah, something about continuing the connecting. And then when I heard from her, what I thought would be the best thing was that the 9-week Mastery of Mind teleseminar program, which for anyone who's involved here, on this advanced module and listening to this 12th teleseminar, whether you're listening to this live or listening to the recording, and whenever it is, there's a page at magicalmindpower.com/teleseminars with an S .htm. And that is very much like here, you know, for the $1 million program, we were posting the teleseminar schedule on a page. And once you know that page, you can bookmark it, and then each week you can go and check and see, you know, is there going to be a teleseminar and what time is it? Because for now, for quite a while, for over a year, we've been doing the 9-week Mastery of Mind teleseminar at 1:30 p.m.?
Yeah,
1:30 p.m. Eastern time, or, you know, New York time is the best way to say it. And we've been doing that, I think, about a year now, maybe a little bit more than a year, almost every single Saturday. Lately, there hasn't been, like, a ton of people in the 9-week program. And so what we've done is sometimes I'll just, like today, I just kind of get a feeling there's not even going to be anybody there, or I'm doing something, and, you know, if I had a cell phone with me, which I don't, I guess I would. But the thing is that as the energy is building and as more people are joining, and I do like to show up for that most every week. And in the past, what we've done on the 9-week Mastery of Mind is answer questions and do coaching for people who are in the 9-week program and they're learning about the Clear Talk manifesting system. But so much has changed for me and different people that I've talked to by doing this advanced module in terms of how we respect and understand the power of the Clear Talk Manifesting Method. I think one of the greatest benefits for me in terms of what I could share with everyone has been my learning and experience from doing this advanced module is that I've gained a new respect for Clear Talk and the power of Clear Talk. And I've actually been going through, you could call it a personal crisis, maybe, or it's personal transformation for sure, which doesn't surprise me being in relationship as I am to something called Life Transformation System Z. Like, duh, of course I'm going to be transforming myself. Otherwise, what am I really doing having such a powerful transforming system? And so the transformation that I've been personally going through, and we want to talk to you about the ebook today, Victoria, also, like right on the call, if you don't mind, because, you know, you were focusing on that. And what came up for me in recently, but I know it's been building through the whole pre-launch last year and this year, as we've been doing the 12-week teleseminar series, my personal manifesting and my personal commitment to doing my personal Clear Talk every day has skyrocketed. All of those things have. And I can see how the subtle energy that gets generated in a Clear Talk session is stabilizing and balancing the rest of my day. And when I don't do it, things don't behave with the same integrity and equilibrium, and the magic doesn't happen as much, and more magic is more fun. And my commitment to having a fun life, and these things all seem to be connected to my doing Clear Talk every day. I remember having some conversations with Tracy in the last few weeks from Norway, and she was telling me, you know, like listening to what I was saying about Clear Talk and doing it like most every day, and she straightened me out, actually, you know, another member of this advanced module, just going, you know, Clear Talk every day, that's the way to go. And something in me shifted, and I got that, and I'm not selling this to anybody else yet, because I haven't figured out how to put it across. When I do, we'll have a multi-million dollar per year product. And it's already within me. We already have a multi-million dollar a year product on the inner, you know, in the sense that the intellectual property is already developed. But it's the selling and promotion of it, which for me has always been a question, a moral and ethical question, because of, you know, my background with a family father lineage of the minister and the pastor, and, you know, spirituality is just something you're supposed to be, like, taken care of by the church, and then you kind of give your service for free. So doing it like a business and then selling and marketing it is part of doing it as a business. You see what I'm getting at? I'm talking about, like, I know the best way to focus and concentrate your mind and combine that with the law of attraction in the whole entire world. And I've been sold on it by thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, writing me and using the system, and by all the guides and who knows who on the other side, showing me things, and not just miracles in my own life, but educational materials about all, just, like, somebody's been persuading me, hey, you know, you've got the best system that there is. And so, you know, what's my relationship to that? Am I going to be, yeah, well, that's cool. You know, what else does life have to offer? Or am I going to say, hey, this is what's there for me. And becoming able to tell people, if you do Clear Talk every day, and how do you do that? And where do you get it? And how do you use it? And how do you learn it? And I could somehow figure out how to be involved with that in a much more concise way in terms of the presentation and the sales and the marketing of it. I think that's a real wonderful gift that I've been presented with in order to present it to many more people that are reaching it now. So that's been a huge manifestation for me, to realize what I already have in a very more deeper inner way. And I think that in the years to come, and the weeks to come, and the months to come, that realization is going to express itself in a manifestation. And that leads me to, hopefully, by sharing some of my personal story about something that we're all involved with, the Clear Talk method, that you'll, whoever you are listening, and whatever it is that you're manifesting already, might not necessarily be complete. Some of the, my manifestations are complete, but during this 12-week process, I mean. Yet, I see that some of my biggest manifestations have just been setting themselves up and getting aligned and ready on the inner planes to possibly, you know, over a long period of time, unfold in the future after the 12-week teleseminar. And if there is, like, I try and make a certain message or a certain theme of each one of these 12 teleseminars. And that would be it for today, being our closing teleseminar, that somehow you understand more clearly than we even explained it in the pre-launch or in the middle teleseminars, that the process that you're in relating to these 12 weeks was something that you're like going to school and learning. It's an advanced module of working with your goals and dreams and using collective thoughts. So you don't expect to, you know, go to school to be, I don't know, Victoria, can you help me out here? Think of like what's something that people who go to school would graduate to become?
You know, like just like a doctor or whatever.
A doctor, okay.
It takes years.
Right.
This is just like on-the-job miracle-making, I guess.
Exactly, and this is a job. When you're using Clear Talk every day, it's exactly the equivalent of a job. And, you know, it's like getting hired for a new job, and you go in and you start working. But what if that job, you know, required training? What if it was, like you said, like a doctor? And let's say a fireman, because we've used doctor before. Let's say a police officer. Let's say a nurse. Let's say, you know, something like that.
Or anything. You have like a couple of weeks to a month where you have that transition into that job of getting familiar with the routine, isn't it?
Exactly. Whether it's a, you know, the transition into the job or a training period, I think the people who are in the police department or the fire department go through a kind of like, you know, academy or training program. So if people who are listening to this think about that, this whole Clear Talk manifesting method is a kind of a, it's not a school in that sense. It's like you're getting ready to be able to live your life by consciously creating your own reality using the power of your thought. And I've said many times before, you know, that's just a phrase for me, consciously creating your own reality. So I'm not going to get into that. I don't think you should create your own reality, and that, you know, you're really doing something else here, because it ends up being the same thing. That everything that you need and want and imagine in life, which is why often people go to get a job or a career, not just the money that you make, but, you know, people go because it has meaning. Someone becomes a doctor or a lawyer or a career role because that's, they feel that they're expressing themselves. If you're using Clear Talk well enough in an advanced way, like you all can now who have made it all the way, congratulations to the 12th teleseminar, then you can absolutely use this to manifest your entire life. You know, it doesn't mean that you close yourself off, never go out, do Clear Talk every day, and then wait around until your life starts happening, but it does actually mean that you could do that if you wanted to, and I believe that would work just fine, because you would set up a force field that would bring life to your doorstep, if that's the way that you chose to do it. And I'm telling you, you can do experiments like that with Clear Talk. You can also do the opposite and have a very busy life and a job and a career and family and children and have all these aspirations and dreams and goals and think that, oh, well, I better get around to you know, I better quit everything so that I have the time and the energy to follow my dreams and goals. And you could just do your clear talk every day. And as time goes on, as long as you could make the time to do your clear talk every day, you would find that the rest of your life would start automatically coming around to what it is that you're imagining in your clear talk manifesting. So either way that you go about doing it, you have a kind of equipment now that can direct and guide your whole life, not just giving you the ideas, but literally setting it up on the inner planes in the way that you imagine it to be. That's how serious the fun can be. And my job, as I said, one of my many manifestations in this 12-week program is to be able to tell you, and everyone who's listening, and you will all take it your own way. This has been one of my great personal transformations, is I just stopped needing anybody else to believe in me or what I'm offering or share in something that I'm into. Like, well, I'm the person who gets to sit here and hear all the testimonials and watch the expression on people's faces and see, you know, how it's all coming about in people's lives when they use clear talk and what it's like when they don't. I don't need anybody to believe that. I just want to do the best job that I can to present people with what I believe in so they can make their own choice and try it and make it the time between someone being exposed in some way to Life Transformation System Z and the Clear Talk Manifesting Method, and when they get the experience, the actual experience of how it works for them and how to use it. So that's something in my heart's desire that I've been shown in this 12-week teleseminar series, is that's something that my heart desires to do. And even if it seems like my impossible good right now that I could do it as much as I really truly want to and as concisely as I, you know, to make websites, or, you know, how we were working together, Victoria, and still are, to publish the ebook on Amazon.com?
Yes.
Like something like that. You know, I've seen in this 12-week teleseminar how layers of resistance in me about continuing to do something like that and like has gotten to the point where I'm just, oh, well, let's just forget the whole thing. Even though I know that we've just done years of work now to prove and test that very thing is something that is one of the best things that we can do, not just for making money. It's definitely a financially successful publishing project, and there's no question about that. But as, you know, fame and fortune, like fame, what kind of fame would I like to have? You know, having this ebook and this 9-week Mastery of Mind program and this advanced module that we're completing today be something that a lot of people, it doesn't have to be millions and millions of people, but I mean the right people at the right time who are looking to know, how do I focus and concentrate my mind and, you know, make a living at the same time? How do I use this law of attraction stuff? How do I do all of this in such a way that works, that's concise enough that I can fit into my busy life? How do I accomplish these benefits that everybody's talking about and that I'm reading about and that I kind of sort of believe in? But I need to experience, I need it to work for me. I need it to actually make the manifestations, and I need to be able to. This is what my challenge is. And it's coming out of my finding out that my heart's desire is to really help and people with this. So sometimes it's surprising when you're manifesting, it gets you more and more aligned with your own true heart and soul, with your heart's desire, and whether the things that you imagined in your own universe show up differently than you expected in a way that doesn't feel like the universe or God, Goddess, all that is, you know, asking you to make a settlement. It feels like everything that you asked for, and I know a lot of people know what I'm talking about because this is an advanced module. And this is teleseminar number 12. So many of the people are down the road. You've had consciously created manifestations. you've had things happen for you. And you've seen, I hope, that when it came through and what came through was not exactly what you asked for. Sometimes it was better. It was had everything you asked for inside of it, but it also showed the divine presence. It showed that there was not only you involved, but a loving universal force or a loving presence that was listening to your prayer, your request, to reading over your shoulder what you have written in your electronic workbook in your own universe. And unlike the movie Bedazzled, where, you know, we use that as a funny, humorous course material, side reading, you know, DVD recommendation, it's very much the opposite of that. In that movie, you know, Elizabeth Hurley playing the devil was always messing up Brendan Fraser's manifestation of getting his dream to come true. And what's really happening in the universe for me for many years, and for I know other people who are doing their manifesting, is that you actually are seeing the participation of the loving universe, because your manifestations not only don't get screwed up, but they get adjusted and improved in ways that make it possible to have a living, direct experience that there is a universal love energy that has a consciousness and an intelligence and knows everything about, you know, me and you when we're doing our manifesting, and is really truly our partner in manifesting, as some people feel comfortable saying. And I prefer to go all the way and say they're the ones who are doing all the manifesting, and I'm the one who's doing something else, whatever that is, focusing and concentrating my thoughts, living and experiencing that kind of abundance of having this benevolent universe, this friendly universe that's providing everything all the time, constantly, you know, as people say, according to how my thoughts and feelings are tuned. So if I'm, you know, tuning to, like, you know, being depressed or being unhappy, then the abundant, benevolent universe will continue by the law of attraction to provide me with things to be depressed about. You know, that's where it starts to get tricky. So I'm not going there right now, because we're kind of down the road here. We're at teleseminar number 12. So that's my speech for today. That's the thing that I really wanted to put across. And I think in terms of closing up the whole thing and letting you go on to your future, hopefully, I imagine your most positive future is a light and a presence and a reality that's standing in front of you, maybe 10 years in front of you, maybe 5 minutes in front of you, but your most positive future is you in the future, an actual real you. Out of all the different futures that you have, it's your most brilliant, shining, luminous one. The one where everything in all the 12 areas of your life is as best as it can be out of all the possibilities. And that from now on, the clear talk manifesting method, or whatever you're doing, whatever you've learned here and however you put it into your life, is steering you in that direction. And that light and that future is pulling you into it. So that blessing I also would like to impart and pass on today in this teleseminar number 12, our closing teleseminar. You're welcome.
George, with the book, what I've been feeling is a bit of resistance just within myself, and I think it's a fear of success.
Yes.
I think I've narrowed it down. Like, to me, I want the e-book to be as easily accessible as... I picked up a book the other day called Heal Your Body by Louise Hay, and it's been around forever, and she's written in it that she'd love everyone to have it in their little handbook and, you know, in their handbag, you know, so they can just refer to it, and it's a real handy book. But I want it to be, like, really familiar and not common knowledge, but easily accessible for so many people, because it is just such a real gem that when you sit down and do apply the Clear Talk daily, because I've stopped for a couple of days, that you have huge, huge movement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to get that into a lot of people's hands, And then on the other side, I remember when Tubular Bells first came out, and Mike Oldfield, he became huge with it. I don't know if anyone's familiar with it, but it was the first actual recording record by Virgin Records.
Oh, really? That was their first title?
Yeah, I'm just reading Richard Branson's autobiography.
Uh-huh.
And he for ages, they perfected getting it ready, and then when they got it ready, and it just went huge, and he was a very quiet guy, and they had to sort of almost drag him up on stage because he was so blown away by it all, and then he became a recluse. He just disappeared for a very long time.
Who, Mike Oldfield or Richard Branson?
Yes.
Mike Oldfield.
Sorry, Mike Oldfield. So it's
because he got so famous.
So quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it, and it was like a standing ovation and just totally floored him. And it was, you know, some people are ready for success, and it can happen that fast. Like, you can manifest things that fast. So sort of there's that thing inside where, oh, do I really want it? Am I really worthy of it? And like you say, what you want.
Okay, so this is good. I'm glad you're sharing this about the ebook and your process that you're going through, and I can understand that you're reading about people who've had amazing overnight success in publishing and Virgin. I mean, he's got Richard Branson. He's got,
yeah,
you know, many different, you know, like Virgin Records and Virgin Airlines and Virgin Interactive and so on. So I can see what you're doing is that you're going through an inner process of not only visualizing and imagining what's going to happen in your own universe with the ebook, that for whatever reason you've become this person who's in this position with it, becoming something really like you're imagining. And what I'd like to invite everybody who's listening, you know, to align to, in the sense of what are we doing with this conversation and this closing teleseminar right now, is that what we're going back to the beginning of the ebook, the Life Transformation Formula ebook is what came first and started the first thing that was available to the public to show the Clear Talk Manifesting Method, to share the Clear Talk Manifesting Method. And we're realizing how well this all works, and we put together the 9-week program and now this advanced module because we knew that we had something here and we needed to share it, but we also wanted to do the best we could to help people to get the most out of it, whether that was to get properly trained in it or to have follow-up after you start getting it to work for you. So since we're in teleseminar number 12 of an advanced module, this is as far as you can go with Life Transformation System Z. There isn't, you know, any further that you can go as far as getting trained or, you know, being involved. If you could, you know, hire me for private coaching, I suppose, but, you know, I don't even do that very much. I'm living my own life. I'm involved with using this material because when something works that well, you know, yes, part of in my own universe is publishing it further, but really just using it myself is more than enough to, you know, live my life without publishing it or sharing with anybody. And that's a selfishness thing that I've been going through. That's part of my manifesting process that I was speaking about earlier, and I'm not going to go there right now any further than I just did. But what I do want to do is tell people who are listening, share with you that if you want to continue interacting with this group energy or the people like me who are continuing to, or like Victoria, who are continuing to have some kind of relationship, not just to the materials that you got and what you learned privately on your own, but together, then the 9-week Mastery of Mind teleseminars are, you're invited. Anyone who's in this program, anyone who's listening to this, is invited to be on that call at any time, and I'm going to, you know, find a way and to keep doing that building that as the kind of forum that you and Tracy were imagining. And we'll start on the teleseminar and see if we can get live people together, you know, talking and interacting about our Clear Talk and our manifesting. And, of course, we'll help the people, you know, in the 9-week program. But there's a lot of recorded teleseminars in the 9-week program already, and a lot of material about how to use ClearTalk. So really, if we can take it to the next level, Victoria, and be there for the people who want to continue in that way, and that's something right now that isn't going to cost anybody on this call anything other than your time, you know, to show up. And we're going to work on using the manifesting as far as, you know, getting money from the publishing through selling the ebook and selling the 9-week Mastery of Mind program and selling this advanced module to new people and building the group energy in that way that all of you who are listening today can benefit from that. Whether, you know, it's selling to other people as an affiliate or, you know, which is something that you on this call can, because you're so knowledgeable through your own experience now, that makes you potentially an amazing affiliate. Because Life Transformation System Z does not reveal itself to somebody unless they use it. You've all been using it more than anybody. And so this puts you in an interesting position as time goes on. And rather than, you know, for me, come out and think about, oh, what's the next product I can sell you? What's the next upsell? But I did think of that too. So I will, you know, come out with that when we've got it developed, some kind of a website where you can log in and do your ClearTalk online. But it's really right now going to be about us getting together, for those of you who would like to, joining the people in the 9-week Mastery of Mind program on the Saturday calls. And maybe as time goes on, we'll be able to add another one during the week at a different time for people who want to come on that live and interact live. But even listening to the recordings is an energy that you can tune into and stay up to date with. So hopefully that invitation is clear now. And we're going to start doing it at 2 p.m. Eastern time starting next Saturday. So that'll be the only teleseminar that we're doing for now. It'll be 2 p.m. Eastern time until 3 p.m. Eastern time, and it'll be under the 9-week Mastery of Mind program. But people from the advanced module are welcome to attend, just like people who are, so to speak, alumni, like you've already finished the 9-week Mastery of Mind program. You can continue to go there, too. And we'll just see if we can build an energy and enjoy working with our manifesting at the next level and keeping this going like that. So that's the big, you know, news. That's the big announcement. That's the big invitation today. And today, it doesn't matter, you know, when you're listening to this call. It's just...
George?
Yes.
Hi, it's Camille. I didn't expect to catch you today, but my travel changed plans.
Oh.
I mean, my travel plans changed. And I just wanted to say, you know, while Victoria was talking about her experience, I have that similar experience of having little clouds of fear of success passing through, because I have just big, big ideas. Like you were saying last week, you know, taking my company from, you know, the hundreds of thousands it's making now to the tens of millions I'd like to see that are possible in the fashion business. And one thing that I've done with your clear talk that I really find helpful is when I'm writing down the in the universe, I identify that that's my ego, that's my little personality creation that I've done on this planet. And it's talking about, you know, oh, the recession and whatever external things are going on in the world that might prevent me from manifesting my dreams. And then I realize that it's my soul nature that responds in the in my universe column.
Can you say that?
So
that's your
really
soul nature, did you say?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I've had a meditation with Lazarus where I came face to face in my meditation with the light being that is Camille's dynamic energy that has never manifested but is that eternal flame, and that I was like suspended in a meditation with that experience for I don't know how long. It happened years and years ago when Lazarus was still on Rodeo Drive, if you remember that. And so that being, or that awareness, I can't even say it's a being, it's like the unmanifested, unconscious soul energy. And that has stayed with me ever since that meditation in whatever spiritual work I do. And even though my personality ego comes up and says, well, but, you know, this happened before and this might happen again and you don't want this and you're afraid of that and, you know, it has all its stuff. And I just put it down in the universe column of your clear talk. It's just been the greatest tool. And then I let my soul come back. And a lot of times the soul energy doesn't even address, like, well, we're having a recession. What's that going to do to your business? The soul says, you know, oops, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
The soul just says, you love what you do, and that energy expresses itself to your customers, so you'll be fine.
Oh, well, it's, you know, we've always called what is in your own universe your heart's desire. And sometimes what people say is your heart and soul. And I also like in the invocative affirmation to refer people to the great being that they are, which I think goes even beyond their soul.
Yes, indeed.
So whatever people call it, there's, you know, something really important inside that your own universe. There's an expression of something.
Right.
Someone, or, you know, the great being, or the soul, or whatever.
Yeah, that's eternal, and the ongoing self, the ongoing consciousness.
So this is what you're manifesting. Oops. Are you still there, Camille?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what happened is that somebody just, lost the connection or something, and now their phone is going, So what I'm going to do is mute off each person except for Camille and Victoria. Just a moment. And we'll see. Somebody probably just put their phone down. There we go. That was Anne. Okay, great. Okay, so we're back. So do you remember what you were just saying? Camille, we were talking about the heart and soul's desire manifesting.
And that eternal sense of self that is certainly larger than all the fears and the doubts and the constructs that the ego and the personality have developed on the planet.
Right. Okay. So when you're manifesting, the thing that's important is that we understand that you're manifesting from the inside out is something that I think people are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, what's on the inside? You know, your soul, your heart, your heart's desire, your great being. And so what's happening, the more that a person manifests the things they want to manifest, the more that you're coming into your body, so to speak, as the pure soul or the pure being that you are, the pure divine being that you are. And this is one of the reasons why we brought, you know, Voonman Ron and his whole mission about doing that in Teleseminar 10, to help people understand that, as crazy as it might seem, whatever you believe in or dream about or have going on in your own universe, that that's lining you up more and more and more with your own heart and soul, or your great being, or whatever you call it. And so that's what's manifesting, along with the things in your outside world that you're seeing show up that are more and more in alignment with what you want and what you're imagining and what you're desiring is what you want to manifest in your life. Okay? So this isn't just something I'm telling you, but we're in this closing 12th you know, teleseminar where it's important to bring in the last few things that are extremely important to understand, that the process of becoming who you are or just uncovering who you are, whoever that is, and whatever that is, happens when you're doing this manifesting process.
Right. Yeah, the other thing that helps so much is in terms of, you know, having this little shadow of fear of success come up is doing the win list every day, because I feel successful with the smallest things now, and so there's this atmosphere of success that just is becoming much, much more a part of my daily life than I've ever had before.
Can you say that again? The shadow of success, the atmosphere of success. But what?
Yeah.
But what's happening more and more today?
The shadow is the fear. The shadow is the fear of success, and then doing the win list creates an atmosphere of success that helps me feel, you know, much more in control of my happiness, my well-being, my joy, the attributes of spirit that make me feel successful all the time.
Yes, and that's going to be different for each person. So this is just, you know, we'll finish with this part now of what we're talking about today, which is underlining that there's a hidden secret in manifesting your goals and dreams, is that if you're doing it correctly, that what's happening is that you're manifesting yourself, who you are, whatever that is, a spiritual being, you know, a soul, whatever it is that you discover that you are here having this experience in this physical world, that you're manifesting that more and more when you're using Life Transformation System Z, when you're using the Clear Talk Manifesting Method. And that's something that we have.
And the win list. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
which is part of it.
Affirmation.
What's that, Victor?
And the invocative affirmation.
And the invocative, yes, it's all part of Life Transformation System Z, absolutely. You're a good point, because, you know, I speak about the Clear Talk Manifesting Method a lot, and yet, really, Life Transformation System Z is more than that. It's the invocative affirmation and the subliminal videos. Everything works together around the manifesting method to make it be as good as it is.
It's excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Indeed, my pleasure.
When you're doing with the affirmation, the invocative affirmation, George, I find it, you know, because I'm going, oh, feel this e-book thing, you know, and then just sit down and just repeat that to myself. You know, I find by looking into my eyes and into a mirror when I'm saying it, it's going in.
Yeah.
You know, like when you know something off by heart and you just repeat it, it seems automatic. But when you're looking into your eyes, you're feeling it, and you can, if you're using your words with feeling, you can feel it, and it's like, yeah, I am worthy. I do deserve this.
And
you know,
do you,
again, it gets back to love. I do love myself, and I am worthy of this. So.
And I want to remind you, and I think you know this, Victoria, already, but for everyone who's listening again, also, and who's on the call with us today, the new subliminal video that is called Love Be Love. When I say new, I put it out in February. It is got the invocative affirmation scrolling by in a very opaque text, so it's semi-subliminal, and you can just watch that for a few minutes, you know, from time to time, in order to reinforce and keep the invocative affirmation being a part of your conscious and subconscious in your everyday life. I'm telling you, since I made that subliminal video and I've been watching it myself, it's really the best. I mean, maybe because I've done the invocative affirmation and had it memorized for many, many years, since 1993 approximately, it is, you know, the new way of putting it in with a subliminal video is reinforcing it. But I think it's because the subliminal video has other messages along with it. It has messages about love, peace, joy, and some beautiful magical symbols and the symbol for yoga, and it says together with divine love, and there's a hypnotic motion going on, and there's the money audio subliminal playing as the soundtrack. Somehow it all combines together, and for me, my experience the last few months is that when I watch that subliminal video just for a few minutes, a few times a week, that it's going in much deeper and having a much more profound effect on my life. So I want to make sure that everybody knows about that, because I kind of put it together and put it up on the website and sent some emails, but I'm not sure if everyone who's in this advanced module realizes that you can go to togetherwithdivinelove.com. Well, actually, you can go on the milliondollarmindpower.com blog that you get this teleseminar on, and on the sidebar it just says, I think, subliminal videos or something like that. And you can get to the page that has a full preview that you can see, and you can download the new subliminal video that I'm talking about. And there's another one, too.
It's beautiful. George, I'm so sorry. I just wanted to tune in for the time I had, and I've got to go. My ride is here, but I really will tune in, and I'm so happy to hear you're going to continue alumna visits, and I'll do it as often as I can.
Okay, great. Thank you for being with
us. Thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you for participating in this whole program. It's been really great, you know, on a telepathic level. I know a lot of the people that have been involved have never written a comment. They've never come, you know, speaking on the teleseminar. But we felt you, and we know you're there, and we've been all working together. And so we're closing up that energy today. You know, that's not open anymore in that sense, that certain connections and things that were made that are going to continue, but will continue for the people who want to continue, which is another sort of filtering and sorting process on the 9-week teleseminar, which you can find out when it is and when it's going to be by tuning in to magicalmindpower.com/teleseminars.htm, and we'll be posting the schedule there. And the next one's going to be next Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, or New York time. And so we can keep visiting there. We can keep sharing and working on our manifesting better and more than ever. This has been kind of an ending for me of 2-year process of developing the Life Transformation System Z whole complete system with all of the components of it that wrap around the Clear Talk manifesting method. So that to the point where I felt like all we need to do now is just apply it. Do the Clear Talk manifesting every day. And then it's that interaction with each other that can really help us as we're having this experience of becoming more and more who we are, whatever that is, as we've talked about with Camille, you know, your soul, or just saying, you know, who I am, or the great being that you are, or whatever it is. As that's happening for you, as that's manifesting, as you're manifesting more and more, and it becomes not only about the things you're manifesting or the experiences, it can be nice to have the companionship and partnership of all of the other people who come on that teleseminar call and the energy that we're connected to. But this is to say that the energy that we've been building and putting together since last November is ending, closing, you know, sealing up today. In that sense, the group energy, the particular group of people who've participated here, is over today. As soon as we finish this call, as soon as you finish listening to this recording, then everything that we learned about collective thought forms and how to use them and how to amplify, boost, and magnify our manifesting with thought power, is that particular advanced module is complete, and how you use it from now on is up to you and no longer part of the same configuration or group that you were in or I was in when we were doing it and designing it. We're moving on to whatever it is that you move on to. And for people involved with Life Transformation System Z, well, you can come to the 9-week Mastery of Mind teleseminar and we'll see about, in my own universe, you know, what I'm imagining next that I can share with all of you. So is there anyone who's on the call today that has anything else that you'd like to bring up or any questions? Otherwise, we're going to wrap it up and close it off with a big thank you to not only the people who are participating, but to the guides and spiritual forces who no doubt have been participating for so many years in bringing all these materials together, and those same guides who've made me feel that in this 12-week advanced teleseminar, we really were supposed to put everything we had into it and give it our all, so to speak, and get this manifesting your life transformation system Z package complete in terms of not publishing it, but in having it be the best that it can be. That it doesn't need to be developed any further in the sense of you've got all you need now, that you've, you know, done this and had this. You've already got the best, most concise, wonderful tool that works with Clear Talk Manifesting. You also have all these other supportive tools now, including the subliminal videos that were put together just before we started or around when we started the 12 weeks. And now the experience that you and other people can get from this advanced module. It would just be stupid for us to continue trying to talk to you about manifesting. It's time to do it. Apply the method and just make your miracles happen, blow your mind, experience your life, bring yourself into your life more and more, who you truly are, and live that. And this is what we can be offering from now on, is some way that you can, some people who, you know, have gotten to this point and want to go further, it would really be about sharing with each other and knowing more intimately how we can help each other to continue using these materials, manifesting ourselves and our life. So, is there anyone who has, this is your last chance in the 12-week mastery, the 12-week, have you manifested $1 million yet? Advanced module for anyone to ask a question or bring something up. Otherwise, we're going to move into the final closing minutes of the entire advanced module.
I'd like to speak.
Okay, this is Anne, I think.
Yeah.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Hi. I just thought it would be funny to share that right now. It's kind of hard to talk because I'm driving past Malibu Beach in a white Mustang convertible. And I think I kind of manifested it on my last day of this program. Because I don't own a Mustang convertible, but I'm driving one right now, and I'm kind of in traffic. But I'm attending this seminar for this a lady I've been married for a long time, but I think one thing leads to another, and it's opening up new energies, you know? And I think you're right that the bigger manifestations are around the corner.
Yes, thank you for sharing, you know, bringing us into your white Mustang convertible driving down the beach. That's just the perfect way to end the 12 teleseminar series.
It's a beautiful day, too, and yesterday it was all cloudy, but I even manifested that.
and a beautiful day. But you also wrote to me about Elvis Presley, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, and I meant to post that. I just haven't had. I've been so busy manifesting things, I haven't had time to sit down and post.
Right, because, you know, I really appreciated having the direct connection with Elvis Presley through your family, because Anne probably will get around to it. In my own universe, she gets around to putting her comment that she sent me. But her family actually knew Elvis Presley, and we were talking about Elvis Presley and the El Presleyan family name and all of that in the teleseminar number 10. And then right afterwards, she wrote us and said, you know, how her mother, was it, used to go roller skating?
Her mother grew up with him, and she knew him when she kind of knew him as he was getting famous, and after he was famous in L.A. And, I'll post the whole story that I posted to you, because it's kind of an interesting coincidence. It's not a braggy thing, but those things kind of happen to me whenever I get involved with projects like this. There's small world, you know, connections. And
yes. And that's the kind of thing.
And
yes.
Oh, I was just going to say, yesterday, my brother, he's a musician in Boston, and he's he manifests Elvis in his performances. He performed last night in Boston, Slim Jim. His name's Slim Jim. But we always say that because my mom knew Elvis. You know, he channels him in his performances, and it's a kind of a comedy, entertaining act. He's a top cover band in Boston because of it. And Slim Jim and the Mad Cows, but my mother did know Elvis as he was getting famous. She was the first one to play his music for the general public, and he would come up periodically and ask if anybody was talking about him because it was a cotton festival. But it's a long story. It's better to maybe...
Better to publish it, yeah. Put it on the blog anyways in the comments. Now, what was the thing about who went roller skating with Elvis Presley in your family sometime?
Oh, my mother. Well, she... She was a typical 50s girl, poodle skirt, and she would go roller skating where he worked as an usher at the Rainbow Theater, and he'd say, oh, I'm going to skate with this doll, and he'd grab my mom, and they'd skate around, because they knew each other, they were in the same neighborhood, and so she had a date with them roller skating, and she used to see him at movie theater, and he used to come in and get ice cream sodas, worked in the drugstore, and... My father was really jealous of Elvis.
That's
he met
funny.
My mother down there in Memphis, and but it was again.
Well, nobody needs to be jealous of Elvis. I'm sure he left plenty for you know, he just made her a better woman, probably.
actually, when he passed away, my mom spoke. The president of the Elvis fan club invited her to speak, and she spoke his memorial. And she said he was really a good boy at heart, and he had trouble with the fame, you know, in that day and age, but he meant well, and always, you know, he was a very generous, kind person in real life.
Well, it means a lot to me, and I think everybody can just, you know, take it however they want, that, you know, here we are in the closing moments of the 12-week advanced module, and we're talking to somebody driving in a white Mustang in Malibu Beach about, you know, a direct connection with Elvis Presley. So I'll just let everybody put that in their pipe and smoke it.
And ironically, my dad used to bring me to Malibu Beach when I was a baby. But I grew up in New York, and I'm not familiar that much with the beach. But my mom actually met Elvis here in L.A., and so it's all a coincidence.
Yes, and whatever you call it, coincidence, but I know that people are now, the more you're having manifesting success, you're you know, connecting things, you're having telepathic abilities, you're having different things happen to the great being that you are, or the soul, expressing your heart's desire into the world. That's what the nonprofit foundation that I had for 9 years, the El Presleyan Foundation of Forever Being, was all about, is providing spiritual beings with what they needed to... You know, be able to be spiritual beings in the material world. You don't have to go on automatic pilot. You don't have to go to sleep. You can actually wake up and be alive as who you truly are here in the world. And what has happened since the foundation closed down, and I've been doing all of this, you know, on my own as a kind of, you know, minister, evangelist of mind power the last few years, that's just the continuation of it. Just like as we're now finishing the advanced module, we are going to continue doing it in other ways, but this is an ending. Today, right now, thank you very much for joining us. Please stay in touch. Come to the 9-Week Mastery of Mind teleseminar series. This is George L. Presleyan from MillionDollarMindPower.com saying thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone who's participated, whether you're on this side or the other side, you know, from other worlds or dimensions or wherever anyone's been helping us. And I request the most benevolent experience, a most benevolent outcome for all the people and myself who've been involved as we go forward now with this new knowledge and experience that we have in us about this, you know, 12-week manifesting module inside of you now, and we can continue to let that be a part of our experience in life. Whatever we learned here at whatever level, having it to start to come true more and more in our manifestations. Thank you, everyone. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you.